You are now listening to the Project Kuwait.
To the Project Kuwait.
To the Project Kuwait.
Where we stop at nothing to bring you the right facts on health, fitness, and psychology. Featuring some of the world's most experienced professionals. So you can learn, lift, and live. With your hosts, Meg, Dr. D, and Mehdi.
Everybody's opening a food company. And it's like, the price is really low. Like, let's say lifestyle package goes like 120 KD.
Right? Wow.
So
wow.
But it is no chance you can serve a good quality food and proper amounts of calories with this price. It was like I said, it is what it is, you know. I do the macros for you. I just do the nutrition part because I'm not really involved anymore into the quality, you know. And I was all about to give my idea, like when I started, you know, it was all idea to give for the people some little bit true quality, something better quality. Some people would say it's impossible. Some people would say it's a lot. Some people would say it's nothing. It's a warm-up. Like, let's say, like, when I'm in a good shape, you know, why my warm-up is, like, 1 minute skip, 10 burpees, 10 rounds, 100 burpees, 10 minutes skip, I'm warm.
Yeah. Ready to go.
And for some people, they would die.
All this and more in today's episode.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of The Project. And in today's episode, I'm bringing the ever-controversial and awesome Caveman Kuwait. If you don't follow him on Instagram, this guy is the bomb. He brings up real life topics that everyone should kind of follow and adhere to. Talks a lot about cleaning up our ocean. I mean, every day you seem to take your dogs out for a walk. So, I mean, dude, what's your background, man? Give us a snippet about you.
Oh, like basically, like, I've been involved in sports probably like most of my life, you know. So since I was maybe 6 years old, you know, I started judo. So sambo. But I never got like into like some from a professional level. But I always been doing, you know, just on and off for myself. So I continued judo and sambo probably since I was a student, and yeah, probably since I left Lithuania.
Oh wow! All right.
But it's like on and off. And later, like I got into bodybuilding. You know, that time was like really, you know, it's like that time bodybuilding was wow. Like
yeah.
So like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and you're watching movies, you know, Terminator and Rambo and stuff like that. And it's like, you flexing biceps every day.
Yeah.
In the gym, like a biceps nearly every day.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, so kind of, but like, and a lot of moving. So like when I was a child, so basically, like my childhood is a little bit different, like when we see like from now on, you know, for kids, you know, it was no PlayStation, it was no computer, it was no mobile phones. It was an old radio, you know, where is you listening to the news or whatever. My grandmom listening to the news, and TV is like only like, you know, 6 o'clock, let's say it's a movie and that's it. And kind of, thank you.
Sorry, man, I forgot to give you water. Do you want coffee too?
Coffee is always good, yeah.
Ah, shit, dude, I brewed
late
a pot.
Later on,
all right, I brewed a whole pot and I was like, shit, I forgot to ask the guy if he wants. Usually my wife takes care of that, I'm
because,
sorry,
like, if I'm going to drink coffee now, I'm going to get too excited. You know?
Dude, that's what we want, man.
But I don't want to end up in a desert, you know.
Yeah, no, me and you both, dude.
All right.
So. You know the rules of the Project Kuwait. So, no religion, yeah. No politics. Those
so
are the only
keep
two
away
rules.
The coffee for a while.
All right, we'll do
later,
that.
Later.
We'll do that, man.
So, yeah, and it's like, I grew up, and actually, it is in a village. It's like, first, okay, so my, like, I used to spend my, like, school time, you know, in a bigger town. But, like, most of the free time and holidays and full whole summer I used to spend in a village where it's, like, 3 kilometers around, there's no house.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, when you now you look, like, let's say I brought Gemma, yeah, I brought my girlfriend to Lithuania, so I showed the museum. And it's like, that's, like, Lithuanian traditional house, you know, but that's where I used to live.
Yeah.
So, like, all our tools, our playground used to be trees, forest, and, you know, like, barefoot, you walk 5 kilometers on a rocky road, you know, to get some candy, you know, wherever. And candies used to be is always on, like, my grandmom used to keep them locked, you know, and unlocked once a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, like, you want something sweet, you climb the tree, you get the apple, you wait. Beers already.
Yeah.
You know, oh, that's cool, you know, as you like, you hear the sound, you know, the chicken make an egg, yeah. And all the kids will be running for the egg, who's gonna get first, and you get cook an omelet.
Oh, man, that's so, awesome.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Well, it's at different times. I mean, even me, I grew up outside. Like, my mother used to have to fight with us to come home at the end of the night, whereas today, and we've increasingly seen kids not moving as much, and now we're seeing adults not moving as much. Diabetes is picking up. You have all this. And one of the things that we wanted to talk about today, or that we talked about, was the whole fad of diet foods, food companies, meal prep companies, what goes on in the kitchens, and what happens. I worked in fast food for a few years.
Oh.
So I know the shit that goes on there. What about with meal prep companies?
I don't think so it's any better, you know?
Really?
It's like how I call, you know, it's funny because like in Kuwait, the hygiene is very important, right? So, but that's cool, you know, hygiene is super important and that's amazing because you, at least you're not going to get food poisoning or diarrhea, you know?
Yeah.
But the point is like how I say, like most of is ISO certified, right?
Which is the ISO bullshit.
ISO certified. We are so cool. Look at this. That's the highest standard. But what is it? Like basically the ISO certified dog food.
That bad, huh?
Unfortunately, you know. No, it is some companies doing quite a really good job, you know, but we don't mention the names, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it is like one company I truly respect, you know, we do keto stuff and we do now I see low carb, you know, so because we probably have a big, you know, people asking like, for meals, you know, for a, like you say, power, if you are a power lifter, if you're an Olympic weight lifter, or if you are CrossFit, you need some carb, you know, and so.
Yeah, no, 100%. Now, let's talk a little bit about food quality. Okay, let's get into the quality. You are a meat eater. You cook a lot of steaks. I mean, I see that on Instagram. That's like your go-to meal, which is, it's my go-to meal too. Like, man,
it's easy.
Yeah, it's easy, and I eat steak, like, I eat meat, like, at least 4 times a week.
Yeah.
Chicken just does not sit well with me.
Chicken is a weak bird, yeah.
That's so true, dude.
But, he can't even fly, you know?
But here's my question, because you've worked in the food industry here, too. Is there something in the chicken? Because when I eat chicken, my body just does not react well.
Yeah, of course it does not, because, like, it's been grown on antibiotics.
And now, is this across... Most food companies in Kuwait are these meal prep companies. Are they serving us the best quality chicken or is it most of the time the Saudi frozen chicken?
No way. So also, like, it's mainly all frozen. You know, it's like you cannot survive either way. You see, the point is, so let's talk about the chicken itself. What is it? You know, it's like a probably genetically modified monster, you know, most abused animal on the planet.
Yeah.
Which one since born, you know, been injected and like whatever, you know, feed it. Antibiotics, because like there's no other way to survive for a chicken because it's like completely like, you know, alien environment. It's not the environment the chicken should live.
Yeah.
So it's like he never saw a daylight. He never saw a day. He never saw a grass. He been feeded by corn and soya. So like if animal, like that's where is a problem, you know, it's like chicken and beef and let's say, oh, beef is not good because of cholesterol and blah, bullshit. So it's just because it very depends how animal being feeded. So like if the animal being feeded basically on artificial fed, you know, or it's like or soya, corn, okay, starch. So it's like grains, you know, it's like specifically grains. And it shouldn't be like it's grass. Grass, maybe some insects, you know, whatever chicken can find naturally. So that's beautiful chicken, you know, nutritious and healthy. But then you eat that stuff, you know, it's like, so first, yeah, when chicken grew up, yeah, he grew, like, environment was like, he never saw a daylight. So free range, by the way, when we say a free range, what that means, so it means free range is out of cage, right? And see the daylight, right? But the rules to get the free range certification for a farm, it is to have maybe like, let's say 4 square meters area where is a sun is available.
Oh my God.
And the rest of his farm is like, chicken never saw the daylight in his life. You know, so it's like to survive for chicken in these conditions need antibiotics because he would die, you know, it's like would get the viruses and everything. So like basically every time you eat chicken, non-organic, yeah. But organic is a questionable as well.
Oh, organic's question mark. I question organic. Yeah. Organic's, like now, it's very ish with the organic. It's very ish with the organic. Because what I've understood about some meat companies and some chicken producers, that they will clean out their stock.
Yeah.
And then they'll adhere to the organic rules. but within the same type of chicken stock or whatever, or the beef stock. So they're not really doing anything. No. They're just kind of...
It's all money.
It's it's a facade. It's a facade.
Profit, you know, it's like all about profit. Like probably in the system we have these days, you know, probably you wouldn't survive either way. You know, you probably it is a possibility, but like you have to work your ass off. So basically, yeah, so chicken, right? So look, you're getting, when you eat chicken, you're getting a nice amount of antibiotics, like mild, but you always get. So think about like when it enters into your stomach, so like it kills your natural gut bacteria and all the stuff, you know? So it's like destroys your microflora. So it's like microflora is basically is everything, you know, your immune system is part of your immune system, part of your digestion, you know, because like mostly it's not like only your liver and, you know, kidneys and your organs and stomach responsible for digestion, yeah. But like more kind of bacteria, which one like, you know, separates and process and ferments and digests nutrients, micro or macronutrients. So like antibiotics is like a dropping a nuclear bomb inside inside
so
you,
true,
you know?
Dude, yeah.
So it's like, poof, yeah. Nothing, you know? So it's like constantly you're just taking. So another thing is painkillers. You get the painkillers.
Yeah.
You get so antibiotics, yeah, and you get hormones to make sure chicken grows super fast, you know. So, but yeah, of course, like it is kind of when chicken is ready to go, you know, it's ready to jump. It's kind of not that much, you know, but it is. Like, that's why, where is the joke? Yeah, in Kuwait, anabolic chicken, right?
I mean, it's like everything else in this country. It's hopped up on steroids if you're in a gym.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, because when I eat chicken, personally, I feel like shit, man. Like, I can't eat chicken anymore. My body has this inflammatory reaction to chicken when I eat anything more than one chicken breast in Kuwait. If I go outside of Kuwait,
Georgia.
Anywhere I go, I go outside of Kuwait, I feel great when I eat
chicken.
Your stomach
is happy.
Yeah, I'm fine.
And if you eat here, you get pregnant.
Oh, right? 100%, man, yeah, with the chicken.
Yeah, but that's, you know, like, that's mean, like, let's say 70% of Kuwaiti people, and like not only Kuwaiti, but foreigner people living in Kuwait, it's like you end up with a kind of IBS, you know, irritated bowel syndrome because like you're constantly irritating that.
Yep.
Constantly killing a microflora. And it's like, and what is like people looking, you know, they're looking for the best price. I was like, that's a good chicken. It's like, yeah, that's cost so cheap. And I was like, yeah, that's amazing. And I mean, they have no knowledge. So of course we're looking at the price because we educated to kind of scale everything and to measure by price, you know, by number, or it would be calories or money or amount or length, you know, or time. Everything is number.
Let's talk about calories, okay? Because I tried two meal prep companies here in Kuwait, and they were of the biggest names, I would say, or have been the biggest names over the last...
10 years.
No. Like last year or so, since I've been into the whole scene. Because I always did my own meal prep, cooked for myself, did my own food, everything usually. And it just, sometimes it's the one thing you don't have time for, especially with work, gym, Absolutely. And everything. And it's the one thing I try and take off my plate. I tried it. Now, one day... I was served, they said I would be served, you know, about 2,000 to 2,300 calories a day. I got my chicken, or I got my meal one day, and literally, it was like a half a kilo, if not a kilo, of shredded chicken with like sauce on top of it, and then like a bunch of other things. I looked at my wife and I go, there is no way in hell this is 2,300 calories. And I weighed it, and I forget how many grams it was, but when I calculated on my FitnessPal, it turned out the food that they gave me for that day was 3,500. So there was a 1,200 calorie difference in what they gave me. Are they measuring?
Never. Mostly.
So what do they do?
I mean, it is a company, it's probably measure. It does measure, but you cannot measure exactly. No chance.
Do they do it on a scale or do they do it by spoon?
I'll show you how. Like the chef, you know, is in the kitchen. He's responsible for packing. He puts like here a presentation. He puts like, all right, yeah, okay, let's put few spoons. Oh, rice are cheap, yeah, let's put more. Yeah. Okay, chicken is expensive, yeah, or shrimps is expensive, salmon is expensive. Yeah, let's put few pieces of salmon. You know, and chef looks like only under a representation, and it's like, I've seen that all the time, you know, and it's like, basically now I've been involved in two kitchens, right? It's the chef is the one, you know, doing your calories by the eye, you know, it's not exact. Like, at the beginning, you know, let's say when we did, you know, the company, right? So, yeah, we used to measure.
Yeah.
And later, I was just a decoration on a Christmas tree, like after long inland of the company. So I was like, yeah, just looking that, okay, I just cannot change anything, you know, that's the way they want me to go, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay. But yeah, it's not really, and that's another point, you know, you have to understand it's a business. So like,
sorry, one more question for you. You know, I've seen the insides of some of these kitchens too. And I mean, you know, I've seen how they operate, the operational procedures and the operational cost, their margins. I mean, they're making a killing. They are making a killing on each meal and not providing the quality or the service that we're looking for. Now, are these chefs qualified to actually do this, to actually make and prep these meals? They don't measure. We know that. But are they even qualified to prep meals for athletes?
Mostly not. No, for athletes, are you kidding me? Like, Chef Nevers, he's like, okay, let's say, okay, we don't want to talk about nationalities also, right?
We know, yeah. I mean, it's not the chef's fault or where they're from. It's the man running the business.
Yeah, exactly. But the man running the business, like, he is trying to compete with, 40 companies in Korea of food now. Like, it's like, everybody's opening a food company. And it's like, the price is really low. Like, let's say lifestyle package goes like 120 KD. Right?
Wow.
So like, it is no chance you can serve a good quality food and proper amounts of calories with this price. And people, you know, still like, you know, they buy on this price. They think, yeah, 120 is fucking awesome. You know, but it's like, if they would know, because we don't know, if they would know what they're eating, like, oh my goodness, like, basically, yeah, the chef is not qualified at all, yeah. Like, there's another point what I really gave up, you know, and, like, what I really was sad about, because, like, for me, food is, like, something important. Something, like, what is you become, right? So something what you eat, you become, and it's, like, this is what this energy kind of comes, you know, in, and this is what it's all about, you know? Like, first thing, you know, we should, I think it's a human right, you know, to eat a good food and drink a clean water, right? And those people, they don't respect the food, you know. The owner itself doesn't respect the food. He has no idea what is it, like CrossFit or let's say, what is it, athlete? What is a person athlete? You know, even they don't like it, you know. It's like, this fucker eats, you know, so much. And they're eating like that and grams and everything. I hate that, you know. That's what we say. The chef itself, like, he just don't care, you know. He just want to go home, you know, finish the job. And the flavoring, yeah, so it's another thing. Like, let's say, all the flavor, like, in the most of the kitchens done by chemicals.
Okay.
Whatever chef cooks, you know, it is my English is not my native language, so sometimes my spelling could be a little...
No, you're disaster. Good, man. You're good. Don't worry about it.
Like, Knorr, I think, yeah, magic.
Canola.
The oil, that's a separate... talk, you know.
So, we'll talk about
so
the oil,
let's finish
definitely.
Up with the flavoring. Yeah, so the flavoring, let's say you get the yellow rice, right?
Yeah,
it's a saffron rice. Yeah,
yeah,
saffron is no more than 1% of saffron in that.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah, because it's a chemical saffron.
Yeah,
it's a saffron written as like it's written as it is artificial saffron. It's a chemical. It's a basically. Yeah.
So they don't use real saffron. It's
never.
Just, it's artificial. Really?
No, you wouldn't be able to survive, you know, if your cost is super high.
I thought they were actually using, they're using artificial stuff.
Yeah,
they'll say saffron rice, but in reality, it's just rice with
yellow coloring.
Oh, wow.
It's a coloring.
Wow.
You know? So it's like whatever they do, vanilla, yeah?
Yeah.
You get the vanilla flavor, it is artificial flavor. Artificially flavored, you know. So all these little substances irritates your stomach, you know, irritates your digestive tract, immune system, versus like autoimmune disease, you know.
Yeah, 100%, MS, man, 100%.
Like multiple sclerosis and everything. And that's where it comes from, because like immune system becomes like super irritated, you know. So it's like it reacts into anything like, you know.
Yeah.
It takes so much, and when it breaks down, you know, and start killing you, because it goes against you, like that. Because like immune system see you as an enemy because you are the one poisoning. So yeah, it's like mostly the famous most favorite stuff the chefs cooks is a Maggi or magic like whatever.
Yeah, Maggi chicken.
Chicken stock. Yeah.
Yeah, chicken stock. Yeah. The Maggi chicken.
So
stock.
It is a 20 ingredients in the chicken stock, right?
Okay.
One ingredient is chicken.
Wow.
Yeah, the rest is chemicals.
Dude. That is true.
It's the chemicals, vegetable oils. Okay, so it is a MSG. So yeah. Like if I put MSG, some, what is it, MSG? It's a flavor exchanger, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like MSG is a monosodium glutamate.
It's a shitload of sodium. And that's one thing
sodium
that I saw.
Sodium is a big time.
Oh, that's one thing that I saw when I was doing the meal prep company. My hands were just fucking swollen. And because. I'm like, what the fuck? My hands only get swollen when I have a shit ton of like sodium in my system,
like,
and I'm carrying
like
water.
Boxing gloves. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So, and then when I stopped, like, I was like, all right, you know what? Let me stop. I gave my meals to my wife for the remaining 2 weeks.
And she got bloated also.
No, she was fine. Her body didn't react like mine. She's younger. She's 32. Yeah. I'm 36.
See, we're all different, you know? So like we are different level on, or different way reacting to some negative factors, you know, just like some people, you know, like diabetes. Yeah it's like maybe we can eat same amount of sugar, you and me, and like, and I will become diabetic and you not, you know. That's how much you can take it, you know, how much your body responds.
Yes yeah.
But like, why you got bloated, you know, and why you felt like swollen? Because you see, like, everything cooked in most of the kitchens and restaurants, not only in Kuwait, in the world.
Yeah
so it is table salt. So what is a table salt? It's a refined salt, right?
100%, yeah.
Washed off, yeah. And it's only kept two minerals. So like for it to make it, to feel it, it's salty, yeah?
Yeah.
And it becomes a fantastic flavor exchanger.
Yeah.
Because like it makes, like a table salt is like a needle. Like it's so harsh, like, you know? So like, for example, so like it's two minerals only, yeah? So like it's natrium and sodium, yeah. Okay, so like it becomes like it's a flavor exchanger. That's why we do that. And the rest of the minerals, which ones in the salt, goes for a pharma industry. But what happening, you know, when you eat the salt, so it blocks the cell, the sodium. Sodium around floats, all right? So floats around and it blocks the cell. So like in nature and in a body, it naturally has to be like a full mineral spectrum complex, you know? So whereas like, let's say Himalayan salt is, you take your, or sea salt, you take is like, let's say about 90 minerals, right? And like the table salt, this contains two minerals.
Yeah.
So think about it's like, and that gets out of balance everything. So there's no magnesium and no potassium. So like it's mean sodium, we are floating around, there's like too much sodium and there's no balance in between magnesium, sodium, and potassium.
Yeah.
And when there's no balance, the cell is locked. So the water comes in and cannot get into the cell. Because the magnesium and potassium is like a doorman in a nightclub, yeah. It's like, oh, okay, let's open, yeah, let it in. So that's why we're getting a big, massive issue. It's also like the table salt, 40% is industrial chemical waste packed in.
Yeah.
It's like normally glass.
Oh,
when you wash
the
table salt and the end of it, and your glass is going to be glass.
Yeah.
Very thin glass. So that glass goes into the arteries, veins, capillaries. And it creates a massive inflammation. There is like, where is the cholesterol comes? So the liver, we're cutting, let's say the artery. So we're cutting the walls. Yeah? So it's like the liver sends like the cholesterol to fix it. Cholesterol is not a bad thing.
Yeah, I know. Cholesterol, yeah.
That's another talk.
Oh my God. The United
States. Okay, that's, we covered the salt.
The
right?
General heart surgeon in the United States government, the general heart surgeon, that they say, oh, this is healthy, this isn't healthy, they're full of shit.
Yeah,
because cholesterol.
They say salt is bad, that's it. Don't eat salt. But the salt, it is everything, the minerals. What is it, salt? It's a concentrated.
Yeah.
Piece of minerals, yeah? And it is like, without minerals, no life. So like a whole universe being created from minerals. The second element is water.
Yep.
So minerals is everything. Minerals creates atoms and whatever. So it's like without minerals, like why we need a plant to grow, we need mineral.
Yeah, no, 100%.
So, yeah.
We listen to the general heart surgeon or whatever bullshit they press out. And they're the ones who fed us the old food pyramid of have your bread, have your cereal, which was invented by Kellogg's for breakfast. You know what I mean? Like, Kellogg's invented cereal in the 1920s. Breakfast essentially was
an connect
invention.
Out a couple of things, like, let's say, calories. We can connect calories.
But sorry, let's go back to the kitchens now, because I worked in
just
fast food. And I worked for, I'll say this out loud, I worked for a fast food company. I worked for Taco Bell. This was years ago, and this was in 2000 and 10 or 12. And this was when they were serving, when Burger King was found out for serving donkey meat, when they were found out for serving, It was horse meat.
Horse meat
and donkey meat.
Oh, it's good.
And then Taco Bell was served out with, they were serving, it was 80% fillers in their meat. 80% fillers. And that's when fillers became a buzz for about a month. And then you just saw everything die. And everything was just hushed up by big conglomerates, because who owns Taco Bell, Burger King, and KFC? Or Yum. They're one of the biggest companies in the world. Who owns Yum?
Who rules
PepsiCo. PepsiCo
we
owns
rules
Yum.
Also help. We dictate, you know, what people should eat.
Yeah, and that's the thing where that really
the calories comes, where the money comes, where is a, like, do you have to sell, like, cheapest product for a best price?
Yeah, and it's difficult because they were operating at a 45% or a 35% food margin. And now I know for a fact that these diet companies right now, or these meal prep companies, are operating at about a 50 to a 60% margin, if I'm not mistaken, correct? Like, that's a pretty high margin. So they're making a 60% profit, basically.
Normally, like, the standard is like, is a 30% to spend on your expenses.
So 30%. So that's a 70%.
Even lower, trying to go company.
We tried to get it down to 25%.
Yeah, exactly.
Burger King was at 20%.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, it's insane. When you're paying a KD, all they paid was 20 fills or 200 fills, and they're making 80% profit off of it, and they're serving you, you know, shit. They're serving you the worst food you can buy, essentially from a fast food perspective. So this applies true to these diet companies, to these meal prep companies also, from your experience.
Absolutely. Like, yeah, because, like, okay, so let's say you're going to eat chicken. Let's say whatever food you're going to eat from, let's say, best, you know, some really good restaurant, yeah. And you're going to eat that chicken in, like, let's say, some bacala on the street, like a small little restaurant, let's say, like somebody runs, you know, just a super cheap price. And you're going to go to fancy restaurant and you're going to pay a high price, but supplier is the same.
Yeah.
So that's the best part.
It's usually Rustelli. Rustelli or Saadi chicken or whatever.
Like many companies, but it's all frozen. It's all chicken soaked in a salt liquid. Antibiotics.
Have you ever seen the chicken shrink? I love doing that. When I turn my frying pan on, you know, I'll leave it. I'll let it get really hot. Then you throw the chicken on there and it shrinks.
What?
And all this white shit comes out of the chicken. Meg told me about this. Yeah. Meg was telling me. Meg wanted to call you out, by the way, for, I think she said once you had someone taking a picture of you at the gym or something, or it was something.
She's cool, yeah.
Yeah, she had some fond memories. She wanted to be on the show, but now she's in the States, so
yeah.
Different timing and everything. But yeah, she was the one who told me that don't eat your chicken if you see white stuff coming out of it when you're cooking it. So, I mean, it's just, now, what should we look for in these meal prep companies? How can we find a good meal prep companies if you're saying 99% of them are bullshit?
I would say, you know, just like what I experienced, you know, like, let's say I've been 3 years, and the last company I had experience, I left, yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that anymore. So, like...
Did you have a guilt feeling, too? Because I had a guilt feeling working for Taco Bell. When I worked for a fast food company,
yeah,
I felt guilty.
Kind of, but, like, I always was a guy, you know, people telling the truth. Even, like, when people were subscribing to our company, I say, "Dad, it's frozen. It's frozen chicken. It's antibiotic chicken. It is what it is, you know? I said, you want organic chicken? Yeah, your membership would be way more expensive. It was like, I said, it is what it is, you know? I do the macros for you. I just do the nutrition part because I'm not really involved anymore into the quality, you know? And I was all about to give my idea, like when I started, you know, it was all idea to give for the people some little bit true quality, something better quality, you know, a little bit better quality, more, you know, true, tell like for people what is what, you know. But, you know, sometimes you realize like the way people are educated, you know, and again, I'm repeating, it's not my fault, you know. So it's like people don't need anything more, like majority of the people don't need anything more than lifestyle package for 120 KD and shawarma.
Shawarma is probably,
yeah,
the
best, it's cheap
thing.
You know, it's a good price, and like, yeah, understand, you know, the way people are educated, you know. But like, personally, so the company, I don't know, it's just very, very difficult. You know, it is one company that, like, we don't mention the names, but, like, we do keto and we do, so I truly respect them because I can see, you know, we're trying our best. And they actually, by the way, they're kind of full, you know, and yeah. they are successful. They're doing very well because, like, from all the companies operates one way, like the owners start, you know, oh, cut the expenses. We're cutting the expenses, saving, cheapest rice, cheapest chicken, cheapest beef, you know. It's like, you should see the beef is like black. So black burger.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah, it's like a, let's say, Pakistani beef, you know. Or it's like, we're getting really nasty chicken, like, let's see. So South African chicken is really nice, you know, that's what we cooked at the beginning. So later, we decided to cut it down. And so, like, we brought it, let's say, Pakistani chicken, yeah. It's black. It's like an old dead cow, you know.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Yeah, it's like, you don't even want to, you know, you wouldn't touch that. So like, I could say, you know, you have to really be careful, like, ordering. But better you get a mate in the house.
Yeah.
Educate her what you want to cook and get your supplies, you know. I like Lulu. Meat is good. Meat is good. We have, by the way, we have organic beef. Which one?
Wait, Lulu has organic beef?
Yeah.
No way, man.
And it's a 6 to 7 kg per kilo for sirloin.
Oh, that's amazing.
Sirloin, I prefer than tenderloin more because it's a little bit more fatter. It's
no
way more
shit.
Tasty.
Which Lulu do you go to?
With that one, how it's called?
The one in Qasr and Grain? Or no, Samia? Samia Lulu, they have organic beef? Oh, that's amazing, dude. Because honestly.
Salam Mall, right?
Yeah. Oh, the new one.
Yeah, we're very
good.
Yeah, we're very good when it comes to meat counter and when it comes to a fish counter. We clean, good hygiene, we good quality, another good price, you know, for that quality. So it's like if we have organic beef, which one is questionable?
Where is it from? Organic from where?
New Zealand or Australia.
Oh, no shit.
So, like, when you think about that, that's another big question, you know.
Yeah.
About the meat, like, you know, oh, meat is bad, you know, and stuff like that. No, it depends where it comes from and how it's been produced. So, like, how animal being grown. So, like, think about, like, everybody's mad about, oh, it's local. Oh, it's so cool. It's local. Yeah, it sounds very good.
Have you ever tried the Kuwaiti beef? I have.
Yeah.
And it was the worst piece of meat I've tasted in my life.
That's why I want to go through how it works, you know.
Yeah.
So, it's like, people, oh, local. You know, local sounds good. Yeah, we educated this way. Local, I buy because it's local, right? It's cool, you know. It's been produced in the country. And I say for people, have you seen any grass here? So, like,
they're like, no.
Yeah. So it means that meat quality, you know, is going to be like the animal never ate real food, you know, real thing what we supposed to be, you know. So, like, grass, yeah. And when you look at New Zealand or Australia, like, everything is green. Yeah. Okay. Australia is like, it is a desert a lot, but we still have, you know, a lot of green. But New Zealand is completely green, you know.
Yeah.
Island is green. So, like, you look for a country, you know, where there's like a lot of grass, like, let's say, Georgia. So you let the cows out, bring the cows in, and in the evening. And it's free food. And that's exactly sunlight, the cows are walking, the cows are moving.
It tastes different. It tastes completely different.
Oh, straight away. Because like the animal like lived in the natural conditions. But that's a flavor thing. Yeah, but that's another big thing what is like people don't understand and they think meat is bad. It's a omega-3 and omega-6 ratio. So, like, when animal being fed on soy and corn and grains, artificially, right? And so like, the omega-6 is, like, let's say, ratio is omega-3 is 1 and should be 1 to 1 or 1 to 5 maximum, yeah? Omega-3, 1, omega-6 maximum up to 5 ratio, yeah? So, like, now, even you're getting artificially fed, you know, grain and corn, yeah, it's like omega is 1, omega-6 is 20.
Yeah.
And that's where meat becomes inflammatory. So it's like it gets a whole body inflammation. That's cholesterol comes again. Every time if something happens and inflammation comes, the cholesterol goes and does his function. So like when you're constantly consuming something, cholesterol raises. Boom. So yeah, that's the story. So like with beef, you know, it's like always look for those countries where it's a greener. It's like, New Zealand, that's okay. Even if it's not organic, it's still going to be because there's no point to buy fed, you know, feed.
Yeah.
So like it is free.
It tastes different. When I asked my butcher, he said, because he recommended eating the Kuwaiti beef. He was like, try it, the local beef. It's
good.
Yeah, because
he's selling.
He's selling it, yeah. So I tried it. I cooked it. I go back like a week later. I'm like, I said to him, I said, this is the worst piece of meat. It was the worst thing I ever tasted. What are they feeding their cows? He was like, they're probably feeding them bags.
He doesn't even know.
He doesn't even know. I said, should I buy this again? He was like, honestly, we've gotten really bad feedback from it. So I would say don't buy it again. We're forced to buy it. And, you know, you can't say anything. And it's the only beef in Kuwait that had bones, except for a company that I buy from. And I buy the bone and ribeyes because the taste of the bone, man, it gives you a different feel.
When you cook with the bone, and it's like all the, you know, bone is the richest part.
Yeah.
Like all the minerals.
The juices, man.
All the richest part, you know, is in the bone. So it's like gets sucked into the meat, you know, and together. So it's like,
I hate doing this, but it's like a free ad for what you mean. The barbecue company.
Yeah, we do well, yeah.
What I love about their ribs is it's USA beef and it's bone in, and you can use the bones for broth afterwards. And that's what I did afterwards. I made a stew. I took those bones, threw them in there with my vegetables and everything, and it was great. And people neglect to know that, you know, the bones are the best part because you get those good oils from it and you get everything. So when you go to the meal prep companies, they don't have this.
No, because you see why we don't have this? Because the most 90% people don't want to see, they don't even know where chicken came from. They don't even know. You know, they say, oh, that's disgusting. Like, so I'm no bones, no skin. Yeah.
Yeah.
And bones, yeah. So it's like if it's specifically bones is strictly no. So like, because we nobody gonna buy. But it's like you are like, maybe we are like that thinking, you know, differently. Like we are 10% of population, right? So like athletes and like a little bit more educated on food, we are 10%.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, maybe another like 10%, like kind of trying to get there.
Yeah, I'd say even less, man. I mean, even
depends on the country.
But even trainers, okay, they're the biggest nutritional joke.
Oh shit.
I tell people, I say, if you're going to take nutrition advice from a trainer, get ready to go into a severe caloric deficit, missing out on the macronutrients that you want, versus actually doing something called a reverse diet to up your metabolism, speed up your metabolism, because I think that's more important. Because food is so abundant. The trick isn't to always bring the macros down. You can always bring the macros down, but how far down can you bring the macros?
It's like if we talk about this, you know, that's again different topic, so I can go through.
I know. I don't want to get into that too much, but yeah, I mean.
No, I would like to, on this podcast, and I would like to give for the people a little bit different point of view, like the way naturally we could go, you know, the way humanity been operating for since humanity exists.
Yeah.
So like again, calorie, that's a very interesting subject. I would love to talk about.
Oh, let's save that for another podcast. I'm bringing you back on. Like this isn't gonna be the last time you're on this podcast.
Bring the calorie on, yeah.
I know, dude. Hey man, like Caveman Kuwait, where did Caveman Kuwait come from? Where did the caveman nickname come from?
Okay.
Hold on. I saw a picture of you on Instagram where you were wearing
it's a pretty much naked
picture. You're wearing like this little Jimmy suit.
We're born naked. Yeah.
That's true. That's 100%.
The rest is the clothes and what we wear and the style is cultural conditioning. In Brazil, it's no problem to show your body.
Yeah.
In Middle East, it isn't. You shouldn't show your body. Yeah,
that's true.
So you see, it's like it's no wrong people.
Yeah.
It is just a culture.
Yeah.
It's like that's the way is I trying to think right now, because like later you get pissed off and it's like, these fuckers. And no, it is not people's fault. It's a cultural condition.
Yeah, no, that's true.
The same education about me, about nutrition, about sport, about everything. It's like, think about like sometimes, you know, at school, we never learned any shit about, you know, about health, about, it was no, like okay, I finished a medical college, all right, for 5 years, occupational therapy, physiotherapy, and like mainly focusing on strokes and heart attacks, right? And like specifically, you know, rehab.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like normally my job used to be like to fix people after like strokes and heart attacks, you know, and like specifically paralyzed, you know, like partly paralyzed, fully paralyzed, you know, two legs, one side, two both sides. It's like, but we never got an education, you know. So it's like in 5 years of studying, I had no even single hour about nutrition.
Oh, wow.
And when I ask, what is a like prophylactic, how to stop it, you know, how to like before the person gets a stroke,
yeah.
We told me aspirin, that's it. That was one short answer. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And was what I did on my diploma, how to say in English, in final job. Yeah, it's like when you were representing your final work. Yeah, aspirin.
Wow. Wow.
Because that's what, like, you know, they needed from me. So I got 100%. I was like, oh, one of the best.
That's amazing.
Happy days.
Well, the doctors are getting better. My cousin just graduated medical school. And
now it's changed.
Yeah, it's changed. They get a lot on nutrition now. And you see a lot of doctors that know a lot more about nutrition. And there's very few nutritionists that I actually respect and would go to. Because in my opinion, the real nutritionists are the ones that work in the hospital, that work with kids that are deficient in certain things, and they know how to measure things out. But nowadays, you see nutritionists popping up all over the world, all over the place.
Everybody's
everyone's a nutritionist now. Yeah,
everybody's a coach, nutritionist, mover.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. 100%.
Everybody, yeah. Movement coach.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know.
And now is the number one lifestyle.
The lifestyle coach. Some of these people are so full of shit, or they're just trying to look to get
everybody
famous.
Trying, you know, to survive and sell own shit, you know. But that becomes nasty, you know, it becomes really bad, you know, like when people, this is a problem of our society in general. I think it's money and profit, because like you need money to survive in this society.
Do you think it's to make the money, or do you think it's to get famous, so to speak? Because
both.
You see a lot of these people that, they come out of nowhere as life coaches or lifestyle coaches or nutritionists.
Yeah, because
or,
like, you know, like our society is ego-driven.
That's a good point. Yeah, you're right. It is ego-driven. So do you think a lot of these people, I mean, do you blame them or?
No, because again, like it's a lack of education, a lack of, not everybody can self-educate themselves. You know, it's hard. Actually, you know, it's done like it's not easy to find at the beginning. But the information is available, it's there. But it's not like what would you see like on the news first, you know, or what you see on your TV or on local magazine. It's not that. On local magazine on TV is always as a setup, as a programming, you know. Like, again, even those coaches, you know, like which ones, I think it's not really them fault, because that's how they imagine. Like, or specifically, you know, fitness, those bloggers, fashionists, like in Kuwait. Oh, geez. It's like, when you go and think about, like, you know, some beautiful doll, you know, like with Botox lips and silicone tits and stuff like that, you know, jumping with skipping rope and the tits are bouncing and everybody's like...
Yeah, of course they're going to have 100,000 followers.
Yeah, she's a good coach.
Yeah, she's a great coach. Yeah, yeah, you like, know, and...
You know, as a man, I like it to raise my testosterone up, you know. But
if,
from this is
if we show our asses on Instagram, we're getting arrested. Yeah,
and this is a bad message to the people.
Yes, to girls, to young women.
Everybody,
think it's a very bad message.
To men, like let's say some like really religious man, he gets pissed off. He's like, "Is that that's happening? You know, let's shut down this gym." Yeah, he goes complains. You know, like Baladia comes, boom. Yeah, so. Because it's wrong. Fitness is not about, it's not about tits, it's not about pornography, it's not about sport, it's like sport, you know. I think, you know, we never should confuse sport with and mix it up with religion, with like show off, with ego, with pornography. It's like, we should, this is sport to sport, you know. It's like, it is I coming to train to get a result. It's like, it's all about, you know, it's about training. It's not about showing your tits at the gym, you know. It's like, that's what I... Even in a CrossFit, you know, those CrossFitters, sometimes it's like a little bit too much. You know?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Okay, that looks sexy to me. That looks good, you know. I like it. But you look like a whore, you know. So,
yeah, yeah.
It's like, sorry, you know. It's like, come on, you know. We're coming here to train, you know. And it's like, that's why I like sometimes, you know, Middle East concept a little bit. You know, you have to behave.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not the beach. So, like, this is a problem, you know, like, I think those coaches, some of coaches, you know, it is a good coaches and there's a lot of bad coaches, you know.
Yeah.
So, it's like, they're delivering a wrong message.
No, you're right. No,
so it's 100%. Like a breach, or like, let's say, everybody's a nutritionist, right? Everybody's a movement coach. And, you know, when...
Everybody's a CrossFit coach.
When
everybody's
you see,
a calisthenics
you know,
coach,
eat like
yeah.
a half kilo of chocolate per day, you know, mostly junk burgers and stuff like that. Okay, burgers, like, again, it can be good, nice burger, you know. But when you see how they eat, you know, themselves, is a disaster, you know. Okay, everybody is naughty sometimes, you know. Like today, for example, I finished my podcast time. This Friday is my day when I can just chill a little bit, relax, you know. By the way, I've been chilling in Madrid for all week. No nice, water, man. Only wine.
Hey, good for you, man. That's good for you.
Yeah, so
since we're on trainers, a lot of people go to trainers. They see they have a nice body. When in reality, they don't know these trainers are taking steroids to get that nice body.
Yeah, but
there are so many trainers that I know in Kuwait and at almost every gym, every gym. If you look at their training programs compared to how their body looks, no fucking way.
Yeah, okay, so let's go. Yeah, it's a good topic to go, you know, steroids, right?
Yeah, we can talk about it a little bit. Why not?
Yeah, so like, let's say Olympic Games. Yeah. So like without steroids and without chemicals and without drugs, yeah, pharmaceutical drugs, right? Let's say it this way. You would be watching Olympic Games like 1980s.
Yeah.
And you say, that's boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people want new results, new PRs, and people want to get entertained.
Yeah.
But the human, you know, level, the human limit, it's already way far past. And by the way, the environment we're living, like our hormones and our, you know, everything is going down.
Yeah.
We decrease.
There's actually studies that have come out that said males' testosterone has gone down over the last 20 years.
Look at some male, like, you know, tits hanging, you know, it's like, that's a bitch boobs we call, yeah.
Bitch tits.
Yeah, bitch tits.
My professor in 2004, Ali Sharara, he'll probably kill me for saying this. He walks in and he goes, "You know what happens when you take steroids? You get bitch tits." And that's where I learned the term. And I tried steroids. I tried Stanazol when I was young. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And that was one of the changes where I was like, all right, you know what? This is something I'm not going to do anymore. And I stopped doing it. It wasn't from that, but I stopped doing it, you know, soon after. But I mean, the hormones you're saying are changing. Have you seen the movie Icarus? The documentary Icarus on Netflix? It's about steroids, about the cyclists.
I think I've seen it about cyclists.
Yeah, it's how he took steroids, how it changed the game, what people do to take steroids, especially in the Olympics and at that pro level. I mean, it's everywhere. Every pro is pretty much taking it.
Specifically CrossFit. This time's coming.
Yeah, I mean,
let's go through all the steroids and everything. Was why and how and should we not? So it's like everything is like very questionable, you know, like it depends on your needs and which level you are. Are you going for Olympics? Are you going to be competing in like some whatever? Or is this is your life depends on? Or you are just a like, you know, regular person enjoying the gym benefits? So like it has to be very questionable. So probably the origin of the steroids would be like bodybuilding, right? So, but bodybuilding does not exist without steroids.
100%.
It's a bodybuilding.
I went to Oxygen Gym, and I don't care who listens to this. Just go out into the parking lot around Oxygen Platinum.
I have
Platinum,
to be careful
Victory.
In the parking.
You have to be careful where
you're
stepping.
Step on it.
Yeah, I walked out. And across from Platinum and Oxygen and a bunch of other gyms in that area is a fucking school where little kids play. And you're dropping your needles out there in the parking lot. That's just disgusting. That's the reality of Kuwait.
I mean, like, okay, you're injecting, but like, whatever you inject those syringes and everything, that's a very dangerous thing. So you should keep it private to yourself and just to make sure you dispose of it the proper way.
You know, in the United States right now, before steroids wasn't a big crime. Now, if you get caught with steroids, it's like driving around with cocaine or heroin in the United States. Like, it's that bad. The penalties.
Because I think everything is on prescription now, goes. You know, you go to your doctor, he prescribes whatever you want. And this way, like, you know, pharmaceutical companies controls the thing.
But you know what? At least you're it's civilized. You're getting prescribed by a doctor.
Like Amsterdam, yeah? Prostitution, drugs, yeah.
Pretty much.
No crime, nothing. Everybody's happy. Nobody's lying on the street drunk or in coma, no.
Yes.
Everything is right, you know, but when it comes to a black market and we're hiding and everything, when it's not organized, it comes a mess.
Yeah, no, and you don't even know, some of these guys don't even know if they're getting real steroids, if they're getting they're getting shit from the back of someone's garage.
I can tell
garage.
You, like, Kuwait is quite nice quality. Eh?
That's what I heard. I heard Kuwait's got the best quality.
It's juicy, oh.
That's what a lot of guys say.
Good quality here, yeah.
You know, they say a lot of the bodybuilders come here and train
for the price, the quality is probably best in the world. So it was like, yeah, like, okay, so it's a joke. That's why I come joke from anabolic chicken. Like when we went to interview those pro bodybuilders, you know, and so like we said, guys, what happened? How you got so big? And they laugh like anabolic chicken.
It's like back in the day for me, it was like, oh, how'd you get so big so fast? Oh man, creatine. I took creatine.
Yeah.
I was like, creatine won't fucking blow you up like that. That doesn't happen.
I say butter and oats. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love butter. Yeah.
But right now, I mean, let's talk about, because you get a lot of people that come into the gym scene. They look at it. They see the nice bodies. They go to the trainer who has a really nice body or who's really big. And they're like, all right, how do I get my body like yours? And
yeah.
He goes, oh, well, you have to diet and exercise. Okay.
It does that.
They bring their calories down to 1,000. And whatever.
They get exhausted.
They get all that shitty stuff that happens. And then you have the other trainer that says, look, man, I'll give you this. Okay. It's Standardizol, Winstrol are probably the two best steroid supplements that I know that will probably shred you.
Growth is like.
Growth.
Human growth hormone is like aftershave in Kuwait, man. Oh, it's a nice morning.
Oh, wow, man. Wow. I didn't know it was that bad.
No, it's that bad. Yeah.
Really?
Well, it's cool, yeah.
Because, I mean, like...
Everybody's happy, you know.
But that's the thing. I mean, but they don't know about that.
They don't know what's going to happen later.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, again, yeah, like the side effects, right? And then, like, steroids also, like, should we or should we not? You know? So, let's take a CrossFit, you know. It's like normal average CrossFitter. I'm not talking about like general population, but a little bit higher, like athletes. So like mostly like maybe we do two workouts per day, one cardio, one like kind of weights or conditioning, high intensity, yeah, 6 times per week.
Yeah.
Shit, that's a lot of load, you know? So like naturally you have to be in like a perfect conditions. So it's like you have to like probably have a nap in the daytime, you know, you have to sleep perfect hours. You have to, your nutrition has to be perfect. You know, you're sleeping, your meditation, your rest. Yeah. Basically, you don't work.
See, no, but I'll disagree with you a little bit. When I was closing up to...
You can do that. Yeah.
You can. When I was closing up to Battle of the East.
But not for everyone, like, has that will.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. For me, it was more determination and just being very dedicated to what I was doing at the time. And I was waking up at 4:30. I was doing my assault bike in the morning for half an hour. I'd go to work. After work, I'd go to the gym. I'd get my weights in, my everything. But it did take a toll on my body. After 4 weeks, I broke down. Like my body.
That's why. Like it's a question how to do that without breaking down.
And maintain. And me and my coach, we've been doing this for a year and a half. We're still trying to find where can I maintain that peak performance, and what's too much and what's too little for me. And it's a tough place to
like,
find.
Like, I always only can say that, you know, fatigue, like, okay, competition level is the one thing. Yeah, professional level, if you're competing, it's nothing about health. Like, let's say professional sport. But you have to find the balance, you know, and the fatigue is not the answer.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like, you know, I'm so broken. Yeah, it happened with me a million times, but after all this experience I experienced, you know, you can't walk on Tuesday. You can't walk, you know, on Tuesday. You literally grow into the bed.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not the answer, you know. I understood that, you know. It's like specifically if you doing that only for health purposes, for having fun, for a living active lifestyle, yeah, slow down a little bit. Do more, like, move. You know, don't load that much, you know, like let's say Olympic weightlifting. So let's say average workout. It's like I used to train like, let's say 4 or 5 times per week, 40 tons per day.
Yeah.
So you are load, right? So, but that's you tired. So like again, naturally you can do that, but you have to be quite good organized and you have to find the load, which one you able to take. But you shouldn't jump. Like a training and nutrition is like landing a plane. It's slowly, you know, slowly. So it's like the same loading is slowly loading you. But if you are, so let's say, nutrition, yeah, if you eat carbs, a carb-based diet, and like tomorrow I start keto, boom.
Yeah.
You plummet. Your body says, what?
Yep. Yeah. No, you're right.
And the same training. Yeah, let's say you never trained in your life, you know, like that's what happens in Kuwait on Ramadan. And the dead man comes to gym.
Yeah, I know, right?
And he hits a marathon. You know, so next day he's in bits.
He can't,
yeah. Yeah, so gradually,
they can't sustain, yeah.
You see, like, let's say 100 burpees is a lot or is not. Some people would say it's impossible. Some people would say it's a lot. Some people would say it's nothing. It's a warm-up. Like, let's say, like, when I'm in a good shape, you know, why my warm-up is, like, 1 minute skip, 10 burpees, 10 rounds, 100 burpees, 10 minute skip, I'm warm.
Yeah, ready to go.
And for some people, they would die. You know, that's it. That's finished. Finished workout.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you have to find a load, you know, to do it naturally. And steroids, you know, probably has its place in the general population when you get older. Let's say, like, for men, like, after 35, you're testosterone decreasing yearly, you know, it's like your muscle mass decreasing yearly, but yeah, you can of course still naturally do a lot of things. And you look, if you never took steroids, never, don't even think about it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
if you took, and sometimes, you know, it becomes this way that that's it, you know, you have to be on a test for the rest of your life. And so when you go for some few cycles, you know, and you realize, shit, that's, I can feel like that, I can be like that, and I can train like that, and my results can be that. And you don't want to go back, you know, that's very dangerous. So, like, I would say, if you never touch, don't touch it, you know. Don't touch it. But, like, again, like, it's a hormones therapy. Let's say, like, men getting older, and it depends, every man, it's different, yeah, gonna affect. Different person gonna be affected by age. You know, some people's hormones gonna decline really bad. And some people gonna be fine. You know, my Olympic weightlifting coach, yeah, they say, like, the father of Olympic lifting in Kuwait, yeah.
George?
Yeah, George.
Yeah, everyone talks about him,
he's,
yeah,
he's 60-ish, yeah, 62 or 60-something. Yeah, he's still looking, you know, young woman.
He looks like a young guy.
Yeah, I mean, loves woman.
But at the end of the day, everyone is different. Everybody's
different.
That's
what I'm saying.
And if you take care of yourself, yeah, you move enough, exactly, you eat the right food, you don't have to take these
supplements. People don't want to do the basic. People don't want to do the work. And they, that's the easy way, you know, like the same like with the weight loss, you know, let's cut the stomach. Chop. That's it. Yeah, stomach sleeve, right? And later you fucked up for the rest of your life.
Yep.
You know, so you cannot digest.
I know a guy, he got the stomach sleeve. And 2 years later, he's back up to the same weight.
Yeah, you back up, but you also have a really bad stomach. You cannot digest many things.
Yeah.
So let's say, like, yeah, his testosterone is really good. Yeah, he loves women, even on his contract. Yeah, with his wife. Yeah, per week, it is a some amount of. He has to provide.
Hey, man, so, everybody's different.
Yeah, so that's one thing. So like, let's say you are really declining, right?
Yeah.
You are really declining, and that's where some pharmaceutical industry is good for. So, like, yeah, why not? You know, if you are 40s, yeah, and you want to still feel, like, good, but then you want to keep training, you know, hard and everything, and you're not competing with anybody.
Yeah.
Know? So it's like, why not? You know, like, maybe one, like, depends how much you need. You have to do a test, and you see how much you need to level it up, you know, and just in a nice level. It's not going to come. It's not about size, you know, it's not about gaining a massive muscle, it's about maintaining that testosterone level you need. And,
yeah.
And that's actually, look at Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, yeah, no, 100%.
He's on the growth for all his life.
Yeah, no, no.
And he never hide it. He said, yeah, I take a growth hormone for all my life, you know, but yeah, so it's again, like, it is their own, when people, you know, just coming and winning a competition, it's like, full of, you know, like, stuff, you know, and he flies and you can, it's like, you cannot even compete with that, you know, no chance.
Yeah, if you're clean for a lot of this stuff, you're not even coming in the top 10
anymore.
you can't
forget it. And that's what it is now, sport, you know, even CrossFit now,
who's got the best steroids. Yeah,
I mean, yeah, but it is also smart way. You have to be smart doing that, you know, so like, you have to, or get someone to do that for you, better, much better than, or you do it yourself if you're smart enough, you know, or some people just do whatever.
You're only as good as your doctor. In pro sports, that's like Alex Rodriguez, famous baseball player, biogenesis. He had, what's his name, Dr. Tony something. He wasn't even a doctor. He got his degree. He bought it online, but he just knew how to prescribe the right steroids for these guys to keep them in tip-top shape well into their 30s, And these guys denied it. But then, you know, all the paperwork, everything came out about all these pro athletes that were going to Biogenesis. Biogenesis was, it was an anti-aging clinic. And there's there's a great documentary about it, too. I highly recommend watching it. And, you know, they go through and it was just lists of pro athletes that went to Biogenesis. And you see this and it's like every pro athlete, majority of them, I'd say 90 to 95% of them, are taking some anabolic enhancer of some kind. And here in Kuwait, majority of these guys that are taking it aren't pro athletes. What are they taking it for? Why not just put in the hard work? You know, I'm 36 years old. Right now, the only supplement I take is creatine.
People don't want to do, you know, much hard work. So, like, yeah, it's like we are kind of lazy society.
That's so true.
It's no more those superheroes like 300 Spartans or Hercules or something. No,
man, Hercules sitting right here in the fucking room. Yeah. Got Hercules and Caveman
over
oxygen.
Here. Oxygen, check that out.
Yeah. I know, right, dude? I know. When I walk into oxygen, I feel like the smallest guy in the room.
So I think we should go back. Why I call myself Caveman, right?
Yeah, definitely, dude, yeah.
So, first of all, I'm a Caucasian man, you know. So I have all my body parts original.
Okay.
No Botox. I still eat real food. And my thinking perspective and everything is like kind of, you know, just Asian man. It's like I had to come back to the nature, to the roots, to kind of trying, you know, into this modern society to live like still like, you know, boy, your body needs to operate in a proper manner. You need some basic things, what is evolutionary, you know.
So speaking of basic things, is this every day you go to the beach and take your dogs to the beach with you?
Every
day. You go to the beach, your dogs with you?
They would kill you. Like, yeah, you wouldn't be able to stay in a house, you know. And it's like you wake up, like, let's say I wake up 5:45, 6 o'clock, and I just, and all the dogs, it's like, what time is now, yeah? What time is now, yeah? Beach time, let's go.
All right.
So you have, like, that's why, like, I kind of, you know, build that way, because like, or I'm wanted or not, I'm lazy or I want to sleep, so I have to go, you know. So whatever temperature it is all year long, yeah, you're running. So I'm at the beach every day, so like, why not to use it? Let's run, let's do yoga, let's do mobility. So I wake up in the morning and you're constantly adapting to different temperatures, you know. So it's like, and you run with the dogs, you know, you move with the dogs, you play with the dogs, you get that animal contact. Like I grew up with, like, we used to riding horses, pigs.
Oh, wow.
You jump on a pig and, my nanny was a dog.
Oh, that's amazing.
So my nanny was a dog, that's why I love the dogs. Like, and I kind of, when you grew up with a dog, you know how to act with the dog, you know, how to touch him, how to, you know, it's like, you're not really afraid. You just have to come like very smooth animal. It's like you were going to jump on it. It's like he's going to may bite you. But like the husky, yeah, it doesn't bite anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, like his most friendly dogs in the problem. So like, yeah, like that's why I just keep, you know, every morning, yeah, like whatever it takes, I keep running. I get some sun, you know, so vitamin D. You run, you breathe, you're adapting to constantly different temperature all year long. You go barefoot, so like all the, like, it is physically proven.
You get the grounding yeah. effect. Now, it pisses you off when you see trash at the beach.
Oh, fuck, yeah. But I kind of, you know, now, like, I calm down, yeah. So, like, it's okay now. It's like, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is,
It
yeah.
is what it is. We have it in Kuwait. We have a sea, and it's still a sea.
Yeah.
It's still a sea. It's like, it's, of course, it's nasty, you know. But, like, we're trying to clean up the beach and everything. I've been talking about that a lot, but I realized, you know, maybe, you know, I don't want to be that angry guy which one's tough about everyone and everything, you know. I was, like, saying, I just can't show that. All I think I can do against that, because I'm nothing, I'm no one, you know, against that matter, that size, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just can show my good example and maybe anybody else can follow me.
That's amazing, dude. And I mean, it's a good time to wrap up after that statement of being a good example and hoping everybody does follow you, especially when taking care of our environment, eating right and exercising and getting the movement in.
So like, you have to follow, you know, some human patterns, like, let's say, first thing what you should do, like people asking, what should I do? You know, like which gym should I join? I say, first you should run. No, first you should walk. If you can walk, run. If you can run, sprint. if you can sprint, jump. And it goes on.
Yeah.
And later, like, you know, you do your mobility, you do your stretches, you know, you do your running. And later you can start lifting things, you know. But before you do the basic, and like your immune system needs, you know, outdoors. It needs outdoors, needs to touch the ground, need to adapt to the different temperature. You need to different factors like water, like hot, heat, sand, you know, microflora, you know, from all the sand and plants and whatever, and sea, you know, and everything. So this is good. Like, you cannot live in a greenhouse. It's like completely
sterile. Yeah.
Yeah, sterile. And be healthy, you know, your immune system, you need to train like your muscle. So like, and this way I noticed, like, even my dogs, when I got them from the shelter, because in Kuwait, you don't have to buy a dog. Yeah. It's free.
Yeah, I know, right?
The best quality, best kind of dogs is free. You know, so you pay for the shelter to support the shelter, 90 kitty. And you get a dog with a documents, with vaccination. That's the best kind of pure. You know, and it's like, that's why. But we took five. We cannot take it more.
Wow, you have five dogs? Yeah, yeah. Damn, man.
Yeah, we are like, but so, oh my God. The house is always like cute, you know, warm and
that's
like
amazing. Funny.
So, yeah, but what I've been talking about, yeah, immune system. That's why, like, most people, you know, like, be constantly taking antibiotics. Then the immune system is dead completely. Like, yeah, so it's like, I noticed one thing, you know, when I start running every day, this is my second year, I run every day, whatever temperature it is with my husky. So even on the dogs, I noticed, like, the dogs having, like, asthma.
Like, yeah.
And there's a lot of people having asthma because, like, it's completely, you know, pollution is massive, you know. So pollution is massive and everything is, like, irritates your lungs and your immune system. So the immune system start blocking. It's like, you know, more, please. And that's where you get asthma and stuff like that. And allergies.
Yeah.
It's like, where it comes allergies? Like, we're not designed, we're not programmed to get allergies, cancer and stuff like that. You know, asthma is all side effects of, like, artificial environment we're living in. So, like, I'm trying to compensate as much as I can and show for other people the example. But let's say, like, this is my second year I'm posting every morning. Every morning, mainly every morning I'm posting, I'm running. And, like, everybody's welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few people came, but very few.
It's always very few. Yeah. They're always like, yeah, yeah, I'll come. I'll be there. I'll be there. And no one ever shows up.
I'm enjoying
my
piece, you know.
So. Hey, man, that's the most important thing. As long as you're enjoying it, that's...
I'm trying to show what people, a good example, and the whole is... Could be like, you know, the way like humanity lived for many years. So that's why I'm caveman, you know, when it comes to calories also. It's like we just have to go back to the calories if we talk about caveman. So I just would like to give you a different perspective, you know, from calorie method.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, so immune system, you know, so like that's I'm never sick for 2 years. I never get sick, you know, only from AC. If AC gets me, you know, so it's like now I know, like, wherever I go, I have a jumper with me. Even here, I borrowed a jumper. You never know.
Yeah.
So, like, because I'm okay with the cold, minus 25. I grew up in that temperature, but like AC hits me like really bad. So, yeah, so now, like, we can cover up the calories maybe.
Yeah. No, let's save that for a show on its own, man. I think we should save that, wrap it up right there, and, you know, hopefully bring you back on again.
Yeah.
And we'll follow it up. We're going to do another show on calories, and we'll do another show on trainers in Kuwait.
Oh, we can go ahead. Like, this is just a, like, nice introduction, you know.
It's definitely, man.
Yeah, yeah.
But thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it. I'm sure everyone is going to be happy to hear the story. So thank you, dude.
Most welcome. Yeah, thank you very much for inviting me.
Thanks for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. You can also find us on Instagram @ The Project Kuwait. Thank you, and join us next time.